Hochman and Crowder simulcast extravaganza. I'm live in Los Angeles for the Errol Spence Jr. Sean Porter fight. Thanks to Fox Pay-Per-View for setting it up. And this hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I'm in Los Angeles. Crowder and Solana back in the studios in Miami. And Ira Winderman, who covers the Miami Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel, is in Miami as well, although he was down at the arena today. They don't, Ira, do they still call it the American Airlines Arena or just the arena?
They do for now until December 31st. The folks in the friendly skies are still paying, so they're still playing. And I guess on New Year's Eve, they just rip everything down and unveil the next stage.
All right. Well, see what happens next. So Ira was down there. They had a Jimmy Butler press conference today and a Pat Riley press conference as well. So you tell us, like, was anything noteworthy said by either of them, more noteworthy than the next?
Yeah, there was one quote of the day, and I think Channing especially can relate to this, and I'll say it the right way so Solana doesn't have to hit the dump button. Jimmy Butler went out of his way and had a quote that everyone tweeted immediately, "I am not an a-hole," he said the entire word. And I think Channing will tell you this. When someone on a team says they're not that, it's their way of providing code that, yes, I very much am going to be this, so get ready for it. Jimmy Butler is a prickly personality. He knows it. His way of the highway. There was a near mutiny in Chicago with Fred Hoiberg as coach. He forced his way out just a year ago now from Minnesota to Philadelphia. And it was interesting, Dave Hyde, who's working on a column for the Sun Sentinel, leaned over to me and he goes, "You're going to have an interesting year, aren't you?" Channing, wouldn't you agree that when a teammate tells you he's not an a-hole, the odds are he probably is?
It's crazy you say that, Ira. We started today. I said, if you have to tell people that means you're running from the truth. Because there's no reason to bring it up if it's not there.
Yeah, so you know what? I asked him, I said, "I know you have that kind of personality. Where do you see it?" And you know what? And it's interesting, and Dave Hyde's working on a column on this. He says, that's who the Heat are and always have been. They've been the irascible players. They've been Alonzo Mourning gesticulating. That in a way, Jimmy Butler, for better or worse, probably was always destined to be a member of the Heat anyway, and maybe he's found his home because, yes, I think he's going to be that. I think he's going to be a provocateur and an instigator. I also think it's going to be a whole bunch of fun.
Can he be the number – Crowder and I talked about this earlier. Can he be the number one guy for a season, the alpha dog, the face of the franchise? Everything goes through him because that's what he's going to be, right? There's no mistaking that.
Yeah, no, he at $34 million, at $140 million over 4 years, he's the guy. I think he can be for this team. I think that's why he gave up more money, almost another $40 million. He could have stayed in Philly and got a fifth year on his contract. He gave up a better chance for a title this year by leaving the Sixers, who were one shot away from the Eastern Conference Finals, because he realized he could only be an alpha here, that it has to be a team of junkyard dogs that maybe are going to win games in the low hundreds or upper 90s and are going to be physical and nasty, that this is his kind of team. I think Jimmy Butler, who had a very hard scrabble upbringing in Texas, at one point was homeless. This is what he's been looking for. He wants him and his junkyard dogs to go out there and play that kind of style. So almost like where you are now, Hawk in L.A. this year, I think with the Heat, you'll get to watch the basketball and get to watch the fight.
And when he says he wants other teams to hate us, what does he mean by that?
I think he remembers what the Heat did to his Chicago Bulls, that they kept going into the playoffs, and the Heat would out-physical them, would out-nasty them, would be the kind of team you don't want to play. He's looking forward to that. This really, to me, is a full cycle of Pat Riley's career. I think what started with P.J. Brown and Bruce Bowen and Dan Majerle and Zoe against the Knicks, I think the Heat are going back to that. I think the Heat are going to be the team. After you face them, you knew that you played the Heat the night before. I think this is very much getting back to Pat Riley's roots, and that's why I think Jimmy will be a really good fit.
Ira Winderman is with us, covers the Heat for the Sun Sentinel. What about the Pat Riley press conference? He seems pretty excited about this roster, no?
Yeah, you know, he gave the old, "I'm willing to go with these guys. I want to see what they have." I asked him again about Deion Waiters and James Johnson. Has their time run out? Do they have to reprove themselves? He said everything. But he also said, and I know you guys spoke about this yesterday, that he's not beyond looking at further upgrading. And remember, a year ago, just now, the Heat were in intense talks with the Timberwolves for Jimmy Butler. They were talking about Josh Richardson and Bam Adebayo. I think until the season starts, between Chris Paul being a bad fit for the Thunder, before Bradley Beal, unless he signs his extension by the October 21st deadline with the Wizards, I think it's going to be the same thing. I think you're going to see a ton of talk, and you guys addressed it yesterday in the Loco Hour. I think that Bradley Beal and Chris Paul will be linked to the Heat until Pat Riley says, okay, we can't make a deal. Otherwise, yeah, I think Pat's going to say he loves these guys, but also look to be a little more immediate than just adding Jimmy Butler.
And I know there's more context to it, but the numbers on CP3 right now say he's just a good player. He's not elite anymore. I know he was playing with James Harden. I know it wasn't a fit for him and all that, but could the CP3 still have that game-changing, game-breaking type ability?
Yeah, I think, again, if you look, I know people don't want to hear these metrics, but if you look at his non-James Harden minutes last year, he was all-star level. And you can make an argument, even with Jimmy Butler right now at 33 years old, only 3 years older than Jimmy, that Chris Paul could arguably be the best player on the Heat if they get him. So again, is Pat Riley looking 2 or 3 years out at 2021 free agency, or does he want to do it now? And again, I've laid out this groundwork already, and I'm going to write it again in the Sun Sentinel on Sunday. There is a way for the Heat to get Chris Paul and Bradley Beal now if they can maneuver with the other two teams. And if you have a lineup of Chris Paul at point guard, Bradley Beal at the 2, Jimmy Butler at the 3, Kelly Olynyk at the 4, and Bam Adebayo at the 5, at the least, you're going to get the attention of Philadelphia and Milwaukee at the top of the East. It is possible. It would mean having to pay Chris Paul money down the road that you didn't want to pay Dwayne Wade. But I still think you have to explore all avenues. Pat Riley did that a year ago with Jimmy Butler. I think they'll do that right now with those other two players.
And then I saw that he said something today also about this team, the Heat, have faced more adversity since LeBron left than any other team in the NBA.
That.
You didn't like that?
I hate the woe is we. I understand. No one in the NBA went through Chris Bosh's blood clots and that extra $30 million on the cap for 2 years and that uneven parting. I understand that that was unique. But players lose stuff. As a matter of fact, you can make an argument, Hawk, that the adversity the Raptors are going through now, losing Kawhi Leonard after winning a championship, might be more than anything the Heat have endured. Even when LeBron left, they weren't a championship team. They were humbled in the NBA Finals. I didn't like that part of it. I don't like woe is we, pointing that Justice Winslow missed half a season. So why? He was 20 years old at the time, or that Dwayne Wade left. I believe the Heat had something to do with that. So I'm not buying that. I wish that's the one part I wish he wouldn't have gone there. I am sure you and I could look at a whole bunch of teams, at a whole bunch of players that didn't pan out of a whole bunch of players, John Wall, for example, in Washington with his 2-year injury and things like that. The Heat didn't need to go there. The Heat have had a rough go. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, he did have a funny line, though, Riley, right, about Justice Winslow talking about, you know, he's going to be the point guard and that he fined him $50,000 and they gave the money to Goran.
Yeah, and it was funny. My wife instantly asked me, did he really make Justice pay Goran? I'm like, no, they would never allow that under the cap. Pat Riley was asked, Justice Winslow spoke to reporters a couple of weeks ago, said he wants to be the point guard. Pat said, God bless him for wanting that, but we don't talk that way, and I had him pay Goran $50,000. No, you can't actually do that. But you know what? It was interesting. That was Pat Riley's way of saying, just like at the end of last season, if Goran was healthy last year, part of that adversity you mentioned, Hawk, the Heat would have been better. He thinks that Goran's his starting point guard. I think Pat made that clear today. I'm very curious when Eric Spoelstra speaks at 10 a.m. on Monday, does he say the same thing or does the sort of the controversy restart? That's the one talking point with a bunch of Heat media I've had over the last week. Who should be the starting point guard, Justice Winslow or Goran Dragic? And it's very much split down the middle, so I really do wonder what Eric Spoelstra is going to say about that.
All right. Ira Winderman, you can read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Follow him on Twitter as well. He will break it all down for you about the press conferences today and Spo on Monday. So follow him and read his work. Thank you, Ira.
And good luck with your adversity, fellas. Thank you.
Are you going to watch the Spence Porter fight, or this doesn't interest you at all? Oh, he's gone. All right, let's get to headlines with he had told me beforehand he wasn't gonna watch it. I was trying to set him up. All right, Solana, let's get headlines real quickly from you.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico.
I, like Jimmy
minutes.
Butler, am not an a-hole.
We're trying to sabotage the guests. What's going on?
This is why he's like, hey, don't ask me about the fight because I'm not going to watch it. So. All right, what do you got, Solana?
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Some good news in the NFL. Eagles cornerback Avante Maddox has movement in all his extremities, the team announced. Of course, he was taken off the field on a stretcher late in the fourth quarter last night in Green Bay.
Yeah, that was ugly last night. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Scary.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey's baby was born, so now he's currently listed as questionable for the Jaguars game this weekend. But he said on a podcast just 2 days ago he lost all faith in the Jaguars and is no longer trust the organization.
He's done there, right? There's no chance.
He's trying to force his way out.
Yep.
He just, and they won't let him out, so I'm going to just keep picking at this wound until y'all really can't deal with me anymore.
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, and finally, the Marlins play their final series of their season. It's in Philadelphia. Game one is tonight, 7 p.m. in Philly.
All right, let's go fish. What about weather, Solana?
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it's currently partly cloudy, just a 10% chance of rain. Sunset is at 7:10 p.m. tonight. Visibility is at 10 miles, so that's pretty solid. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways.
Really is. Really solid.
We're here by ourselves, Hawk. I got to talk to him every break. Got to keep it nice.
Drawing all
along. I got to talk to Lewis. I mean, no offense, Lewis. No offense.
And you're right. Free to enter.
Not offended.
none taken?
None taken at all.
Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
All right. Thank you. All right. Jamie Eisenberg is going to join us in the next segment. He is a fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. And don't text and tweet me that I say guru incorrectly. It's just the way I say it. And if you don't like it, you have to tune the station to a different station. In fact, if you're listening to 560, tune over to 790. It's a better show. If you're listening to 790, tune over to 560. They've got a better show going on over there.
Great.
But anyway, Jamie Eisenberg is a fantasy football guru. If you want to ask him a fantasy football question, you got to line it up right now at 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. We're not going to go through a ton of calls, but we'll take a few. So if you have a fantasy football question for Jamie, line it up right now. 786-360-0790.
Eric Nunez is a car guru down at Loop Back Road, Coconut Creek, Chevrolet. You got to go holler at my good friend Eric Nunez. His amazing dealership has the award-winning line of cars and trucks. Those Chevys, you've seen them. They're beautiful. Go let Eric put you in one. He's going to save you thousands more than any other dealer in the nation. And the other dealers come to Eric because he hooks them up. He hooks their families up. He hooks their spouses up better than they can hook themselves up. Loop Back Road is also the Silverado headquarters and pickup truck guys and gals. If you have not seen these 2019 Silverados, do yourself a favor. Go down to 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and get into one. Sit in one. You're going to want it. Find new roads, but don't overpay. Get incredible deals all year long with Eric at Loop Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Go see him. Go see his award-winning team, his award-winning line of cars and trucks. There are trophies everywhere, and it is how dealerships are supposed to be. Like I said, conveniently located off 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway. Trust me, I've been telling people about Eric and Loop Back Road for years. I've bought a couple cars from Eric. I've sent dozens of people down there, and they always come back surprised. Man, he hooked me up. I told you he was going to hook you up. Loop Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, 441 just south of that Sawgrass Expressway, and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Loop Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, we'll answer all your fantasy football questions next with Jamie Eisenberg from CBSSports.com. He is next on Hockman & Crowder. Love Solana's music on Fridays. We are rapidly approaching Crowder 5 o'clock, which is when our song comes on. But I'm in the middle of Radio Row in Los Angeles for the Spence Porter fight, and I don't know if I can do it.
They're going to think you're crazy.
You might have to handle it back from where you are in Miami.
We got you. We'll hold it down.
I'm live in Los Angeles for the Errol Spence Jr. Sean Porter fight. Thanks to Fox Pay-Per-View for setting it up. It is tomorrow night live on Pay-Per-View. You can order it right now. You can watch it on the Fox Sports app as well. And Jamie Eisenberg, who always joins us on Fridays, was unable to join us last week because the Antonio Brown news was breaking, and he had to. What happened, Jamie? You got like called into network duty, or you're the lead voice on this?
Well, you know, it's something that's big like that. They want all hands on deck, so it was time to go to work.
I mean, we wanted all hands on deck as well, but our deck apparently you didn't want to put your hand there.
What? What'd you say to me?
You know what happened was there was some
deck.
Confusion.
Did I say deck?
There was some confusion. I pointed at Solana and told him I was ready to go, and he didn't go to me.
Yeah, that could
that's
happen.
How it works, right? This, you just point at the producer and he tells you you're ready.
Point at the producer, you know that someone's now ready to ask the next question. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood, between Hollywood and Sheridan on 441. And Football Friday, by the way, is presented by our friends at Yingling. I have to find the liner, though. There's too many of them. Yingling, a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. All right, if you have a question for Jamie Eisenberg, the fantasy football guru from CBSSports.com, you could line it up at 786-360-0790, although there's already a bunch of people on the line. Do you, Crowder or Solana, have any fantasy football questions for Jamie Eisenberg before we move on here?
Jamie, I wanted to ask you about these young quarterbacks, Kyle Allen, Daniel Jones. I'm looking at some rankings. They have Daniel Jones ranked higher than Tom Brady this week. Like, are we all in on these young quarterbacks? Jacoby Brissett, are we all in on these young quarterbacks?
For this week, yeah. You know, Brissett, unfortunately, doesn't have T.Y. Hilton, so that's going to hurt him in what would have been a great matchup against Oakland. But, you know, for this week, it's they just kind of line up with some good situations. You know, Daniel Jones gets a Washington team that hasn't been very good, that's on a short week on the road. I mean, you know, Channing, you played in those spots before, playing Monday night, going on the road. Well, maybe you didn't because you played for the Dolphins. But, you know.
There were a few in far between.
On the road. Short week going on the road. You know, it's not a good situation for a bad defense. So, you know, the Giants Stadium is going to be, you know, electric, just waiting to see Daniel Jones in his first home start after what he did last week. So I like him this week a lot. Kyle Allen, I kind of buy into these intangibles of last week he went to his hometown. You know, he's from Scottsdale, played in Arizona. This week he's going to Houston. He went to the University of Houston. So he's playing well, good matchup. I like that situation for him. You know, it's just a tough spot for Brady against the Bills. So it's just kind of looking at it as, can these guys be better than Tom Brady? And that's kind of what I'm making.
Do you, Solana, have any private fantasy football questions that you want to pretend is a public question for Jamie?
Yeah, Jamie, I'm pointing at you right now. I need two of these three. Two out of these three. It's a half PPR league. Terrell Williams, and Mecole Hardman.
A lot of names there that you butchered. I think when you look at for PPR, you know, Darrell Williams is interesting because Damian Williams is out. Now, Tyrell, he doesn't catch a lot of passes, but he scored a touchdown in three straight games, and the Colts are down two key defenders without Darius Leonard and Malik Hooker there. Hardman's not going to catch a lot of passes, but obviously he's playing for the Chiefs. I probably would just take the two receivers there. You know, and just hope that Tyrell Williams and Mecole Hardman continue to score. That's Mecole, not Mecole.
So, yes, Mecole. Okay, gotcha.
I got one more for you, Jamie. Buyer or seller on Melvin Gordon?
I would say he's more of a buy than a sell. Although, I mean, you know, this is one of those situations where you got to look at what your record is. And if you need somebody that's going to help you immediately, I would say don't buy. If you don't, and if you have him and you need to win now, I would sell, you know, just to try and get somebody that could help you now. Now, we just found out that Justin Jackson is not going to play against the Dolphins, and there's some speculation that maybe Gordon gets in there. But you've seen this before time and time again. Whenever we have these holdout running backs, there's usually a soft tissue injury that pops up or something that, you know, becomes an issue just because of them not practicing or playing. So that's my only concern about saying to buy him. But, you know, the Chargers clearly need him, and the fact that he's back earlier than expected is a good sign.
Unfunny Lewis, do you have anything for Jamie Eisenberg?
No, I don't have a question, but I've been pointing at Solana for 2 days from L.A. and nothing.
How'd that go for you, Channing? Was that funny?
My man, he thinks you're
complimenting him. My producer on site here, Jamie, is a lifelong friend of mine, Lewis, and he's just not funny. And he was, that's not a bit. Like, he's not, like, I call him Unfunny Lewis. How long have I been calling you Unfunny Lewis? 25
years?
Yeah, at least. Yeah. And he thinks it's affectionate. And he's the nicest guy on the planet, right? Crowder, you've spent time with him. I mean, anytime I'm on the West Coast, Lewis got a pilot license. Like, he'll fly into to Vegas and visit us when we're there. He is just not funny. Do you have any other questions for Jamie Eisenberg?
No, I'm good.
All right, he's good. Everything good, Jamie?
Everything's good.
All right, everything's good with Jamie. Steven and Kendall, go ahead. Ask a question of Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports.
Yes, hello?
Yep, you're on.
All right, yeah. So I have two questions. Both of them are 12-man leagues. One of them is half PPR. Who would I start, Josh Gordon or Philip Lindsay? Because I feel like Philip Lindsay was a kind of a fluke because he shares the backfield with Royce Freeman, so I don't know.
Yeah, I go with Lindsay just because I think it's going to be tough for Gordon going against Tre'Davious White, right, for Buffalo. And he did a good job against Josh Gordon in the one meeting that the two teams played last year when Gordon was on the team. So I give a slight nod toward Lindsay, who's been doing a good job catching all the backfield too.
Our friend Lucky the bookie. Oh, did you have another question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, sorry. One more, just because I really want to.
No, do your thing. I mean, Lewis has been taking over the show. You might as well too.
I appreciate that. So another 12-man league. I saw for my flex, I want to know if I should play Rex Burkhead or Cortland Sutton, because I know Burkhead has the most scrimmage yards between all the Patriots running backs, but against a good Bills defense, I don't know how he'll fare. It's top PBR as well.
It was Burkhead or who? I didn't catch the second name.
Cortland Sutton.
Yeah, I think I'd go Burkhead there. We're going to see, I think, a little change in philosophy for the Patriots with James Devlin out. England, they don't usually like to play Sony Michel in one single back set, So I think you're going to see Rex Burkhead on more. So as long as he's been a little bit banged up with a foot injury, as long as he plays, I think that's a good situation for him comparatively to Sutton right now.
All right, Jamie, your phone is crapping out, so now I'm going to get to the – where are you? Are you in your car? Uh-oh. Are you looking at Solana? No, we can barely hear you. Where are you? Are you in your car?
No, I'm at home.
Oh, all right. Well, your phone is crapping out. Let me get to the stuff then, because I don't. These are good yes or no or one answer, one word questions. Last week, Jamie Eisenberg, by the way, is the fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. Last week, we had a little debate on the show because I think Solana, I asked you to play Jump by Chris Cross, and then I asked you to get a song from Christopher Cross. You thought they were the same people, right?
Yeah, I still think they're the same person. I think you're lying to me. Yeah.
Okay, well, they're not. I mean, it's obvious that they're not. So I'll give you these. Jamie Eisenberg, you are the arbiter of all things on this show. Is your phone connected? Are you there?
I'm good.
All right, here we go. Chris Cross or Christopher Cross?
Chris Cross.
Okay, Chris Cross, the rappers.
Yes.
All right.
Make you
Diana
jump.
Ross. Diana Ross, right, make you jump. Diana Ross or Rick Ross?
Diana Ross.
Barry Manilow or Barry White?
Oh, Barry White.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Oh. Kenny G or Pusha T?
Oh, Kenny G.
Go ahead. You want me to say it again, Crowder?
You're reaching.
Well, the funny thing was, I was going to purposely mispronounce it as Pushat, but I didn't think anyone would know the joke that I was making. So I'm sorry, did you pick Kenny G or Pusha T?
Kenny G.
Okay. Post Malone or Moses Malone? Post Malone or Moses Malone?
Moses Malone.
Of course. Cardi B or BB King?
BB King.
Uh-huh. That's a tough one, I know. You had to think about it. Young Thug or Steve Young?
I'll stick with my football realm. I'll go Steve Young.
Kendrick Lamar or Lamar Luttrell?
Kendrick Lamar.
And you know who Lamar Luttrell? Do you know who Lamar Luttrell is?
No clue.
he was the black guy in Revenge of the Nerds. He was in the fraternity there.
He threw the javelin.
In the javelin that bounced up and down. Baby Got Back or Nobody Puts Baby in the Corner?
Oh, Baby Got Back.
All right. Blame it on the rain or blame it on my juice?
Blame it on the rain.
Trick Loves the Kids or Trick or Treat?
Trick Loves the Kids.
Wow, of sure. course. Trick Loves the Kids. All right, there you go. Jamie Eisberg from CBSSports.com. I want to know the reaction of the people that are A, are on hold with fantasy questions, or B, tuned in to hear some fantasy advice. And I just, who was the caller that I took? Steven. He scared me away from taking any other callers. He just droned on and on, and then I couldn't hear Jamie, and I was like, you know what? I have very important stuff to get to. So there you go. Thank you, Jamie. Yeah.
Trick Loves the Kids, buddy. Have a good one.
How the hell did you get a Lamar Luttrell reference in?
What about you? I'll ask you those. Chris Cross or Christopher Cross?
Chris Cross.
Diana Ross or Rick Ross?
Diana Ross. That's my girl.
Barry Manilow or Barry White?
Barry White.
Kenny G or Pusha T?
I got to go with Kenny G.
Wow. Post Malone or Moses Malone?
Moses Malone.
Cardi B or B.B. King?
B.B. King is a legend.
Young Thug or Steve Young?
Young Thug.
Kendrick Lamar or Lamar Luttrell?
You know I'm going my homeboy.
Lamar Luttrell.
Omega move.
Baby Got Back or Nobody Puts Baby in the Corner?
Baby Got Back.
Blame It on the Rain or Blame It on My Juice?
Blame It on the Rain. That entire song was made by the guy's mouth. No instruments.
No, that's a Milli Vanilli song. You're thinking of what are you thinking of? You're thinking of Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy? Where'd you come up with that?
I don't know.
What happened? Trick Loves the Kids or Trick or Treat?
Gotta go with Trick Loves the Kids.
All right. We got a lot of stuff to get to still on this Football Friday. I'm in Los Angeles. Crowder and Solana back in the studios in Miami. I love talking about Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. You know, you can rent an amazing luxury RV, and it all starts with you going to see my friends, Sherry and Steve, at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals in Pompano Beach. Their beautiful RVs provide the comforts of home and really are nicer than a lot of hotel rooms. You can get an RV with a full kitchen, a king or queen size bed, flat screen TVs throughout. Fall is here, by the way, so you can start planning a trip now to see the leaves change colors up in, you know, northern Florida, Tennessee, the Carolinas. And by the way, you could wrap that all into a college or pro football road trip, you know, any game that you want to see. The RV, it just gives you all that flexibility. This season, make it a point. Take the family on a road trip to see your favorite team play somewhere. Camp USA is giving a 10% discount for a 3-day or more rental during the month of October. So you got a couple weeks to get all that together. Now, this is very cool. Our friends at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals have a great giveaway. You can go to either WQAM.com or theticketmiami.com, click on the link, and register to win a day trip to the Miami-Washington game Sunday, October 13th. The trip includes a luxury RV for up to 8 people, a driver for 8 hours, a parking pass, and 4 tickets. That is all from our friends at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. You could see their website for terms and conditions. Camp USA Motorhome Rentals, they've been in business over 15 years, located just off the Coconut Creek Parkway exit on the Turnpike. You can call them at 954-520-0075, or you can go to their website, which is campusarv.com. We have another giveaway, too, don't we, Solana? We've got a Dave & Buster's gift card?
We do, Hawk.
All right, let's give that away in the next segment. In the next segment, someone will win $50 to Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. You got to be listening. We'll do it next on Hockman & Crowder. Back on a Football Friday. I'm live in Los Angeles for the Errol Spence Jr. Sean Porter fight. Thanks to Fox Pay-Per-View for setting it up. We always enjoy our promotional boxing broadcasts.
Somebody texted in with the last segment with Jamie Eisenberg. Thanks for screwing over all the callers that are your fans. And then an expletive. So I texted him back, and I said, I gave him the question you wanted answered. Blame it on the rain or blame it on my juice? I mean, what more could you possibly need to know on a football Friday?
Texas, just know that when you give Hawk a hard time, he's not going to let it go. He's going to come right back with something more snarky than what you said, and he enjoys it.
No, I was being serious. Blame it on my juice or blame it on the rain. Wasn't that everybody? That's a non-PPR league, by the way. I don't even know what that means. You can text us anytime, 67974. Texts on Hockman and Crowder are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. And by the way, our Football Friday, which is featured a little bit of basketball as well. Our Football Friday is brought to you by Yingling, and a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle, Yingling. Spread your wings, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. Got to do that that giveaway, Solana. Should I do it now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready for it.
What was it? The Dave and Buster's gift card? Okay, this is a great prize. $50, Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. It's between Sterling and Sheridan, and Lewis is asking me again if he can win. No, you cannot win, Lewis. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood between Sterling and Sheridan, just east of I-95. Dave and Buster's, they've got that 42-foot television in that place now. So what caller number do we want to do this time, Solana?
Well, we switched it up earlier. We went with 7.
What I know, if, it was exciting, too. I think we all felt the tingles.
What if we go with 3 now?
3? Crowder, you in on that? Do we have a quorum?
I don't even know if I can deal with this.
Lewis, you in on caller number 3?
3 sounds good.
All right, 3 sounds good. There you go. Be the third caller. So there's 10 lines. Whoever ends up on the third line, 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. Whoever ends up on line 3 gets $50 at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood between Sterling and Sheridan. That will be a great prize. We do have some sound from Jimmy Butler. He had his press conference earlier today. I know all Heat fans, Solana included, have been waiting a long time for Jimmy Butler to speak with the media. I didn't hear much of it because I'm in Los Angeles, and it was difficult to be getting ready for the show and listen to the press conference at the same time. Did you listen to it, Crowder?
No, I haven't heard it either.
What about you, Solana? Were you listening to it?
Yeah, I heard pretty much most of it. It was on like at around 1:15 here on the ticket. It was awesome. Like, he was very blunt and very straightforward.
Like, you're excited. You're excited.
Yeah, I'm jacked up for this season already.
All right, let's hear a couple of cuts here so we can all hear it together. Jimmy Butler talking about how going to the Heat is the right decision.
This is, I believe this is actually Pat Riley, that Jimmy Butler is going in the right direction.
Oh, I thought we had Jimmy Butler sound.
Yeah, but this first quote is from Pat Riley.
The one thing that I feel that I owe the franchise and the city is to put the most competitive team on the court that we can, and one that will compete for championships. I think, you know, having Jimmy Butler here is a step in that direction.
All right. Now, do we have anything from Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, I believe everything else from Jimmy Butler.
Okay. You could see where I might be confused by your email that says Jimmy Butler sound, and the first cut is Jimmy made the right decision.
Yeah, you could see where I'd be confused thinking it's all Jimmy Butler, and the first cut is not Jimmy Butler when I played it.
Oh,
right,
someone's
before.
Placing the blame, Adam Gase. Yeah. Adam Gase is blaming the players.
There you go, Solana.
There you go, Adam Gase. That's look a, at you, man. Here's Jimmy Butler
power.
Talking. Jimmy, that is a secret power. You and Adam Gase have a secret power. Blame everyone else. Here's Jimmy Butler talking about Heat culture.
It's the culture that I hear about all the time. The work that you put in every single day. The winning habits, the winning ways. I mean, who wouldn't want to be a part of that? But, I mean, when I keep hearing about this culture, I was like, I need that in my life.
Oh, he sounds like an assassin. I love it.
That's cool.
I like that, man. What's this cut? This is about him talking about D-Wade and how D-Wade helped in getting him here?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear this.
You know, number 3 was like, you know, this culture fits you. He's told me that for so many days beforehand, but that I think that guy and seeing what he helped build here. And I never want to compare myself to him. But I think that what they have going on here, the way that they go about everything here, is the right way. That's what I'm banking on, that we continue to do that indefinitely while I'm here.
I like the way he sounds, and I happened to like him last season in Philadelphia as well.
Oh, yeah. As a player, you know what? Honestly, with that quote that's bigger than what he said and what why he likes the Heat is that Dwayne Wade said that he will fit into the culture. Where we don't really know Jimmy on a day-to-day basis, but for Wade to say, hey, bro, this is a place for you, that encourages me for him to be on the Heat more than for him to want to be on the Heat.
Right. I mean, they played in Chicago together, and I think that in Chicago, D. Wade kind of found out Jimmy Butler's our kind of guy. Like, yeah. He sided up with Jimmy Butler. In fact, there was that whole schism in the locker room, if you remember, where it was like Jimmy Butler and D. Wade against Rajon Rondo and all the young kids. But I think really that was the time where D. Wade was like, you know what? Because he still, even though he was in Chicago, he still thinks as a Miami Heater. And then I think he's obviously been in Jimmy Butler's ear. I happen to have a feeling that he is going to be tailor-made for Heat DNA. Now, we were talking about Jimmy Butler earlier with Ira Winderman, and someone was texting in, yeah, all this hype, they're going to be 41 and 41 still. I don't know what they're going to be. I laid out some scenarios, too, where they could have some other players on the roster. But let's say the roster is what it is. Jimmy Butler, and you've got Tyler Heroes, exciting, and you got Bam Adebayo, and you got Goran, you got Justice. Like, what do you legitimately think that roster could be in the East?
I think of more of a 5-4 or 5, but Ira was saying 3-4. I need to see those young guys develop. Like Justice Winslow, I got to see him do more. And then Bam and Kelly. Like, we're excited about Bam and Kelly, but to be honest, Hawk, we had Bam and Kelly now for a couple years. Like, they were on 500 teams with Bam and Kelly. So, adding Jimmy Butler.
But the problem with Bam and Kelly the last couple of years was you had to make Whiteside minutes. Like there's a huge – remember, Sedano was on with us yesterday. He said, don't forget, one of the biggest additions to this roster is the subtraction of Hassan Whiteside. You don't have to find him minutes anymore.
Yeah, so hopefully that they can get that out the way and they can get their big guys in. Maybe Myers Leonard can add a little something. Everybody – I've heard Ira talk about Kendrick Nunn. Like, yes, I hope that it's a 3-4 team, but if I'm – We're gambling, man. Everybody knows that. Would you gamble on them to finish in the top three in the East this season?
Oh, I wouldn't. I would not.
And that's the thing. It could change our mind, too. And along the same line, I love what Jimmy is, and you brought up Chicago. You brought up, you know, we talked about Minnesota, how he acted when he was there. If they are on a tough stretch, does Jimmy become a little disgruntled in this locker room and start getting on these younger guys?
But that's okay, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying. Like, are they going to – can Justice and Kelly and Bam deal with Jimmy being upset after a 3- or 4-game losing streak?
I mean, that's on them, right?
I hope so, but, you know, I know that the Minnesota players did not enjoy him cussing them out for an entire practice, and that became a national story.
Right, but I think I'd rather have the guy that can back up that talk, that can – like, I don't have a problem with it. I watched a lot of the footage of when he was in Minnesota, and then last year in Philadelphia, I listened to a lot of interviews with him. I like him. I think he's going to be good for the team. I think he's going to be good for those young guys.
And along that, you know, I guess contradicting, you know, how I was going with my question, he was yelling at the coach in Minnesota.
Correct.
I believe if he starts snapping and cussing and going crazy, Eric and Spo and Pat are going to have his back on that. Like, they're going to be on that same path, too.
I agree.
And I think that'll work out a little better.
I think he's almost an extension of the coaching staff and the Heat DNA. He's an extension. You know, he's Udonis Haslem, but playing.
Yes.
Like, I think he's
tailor-made. Oh, and UD's there, too. Ah, that slipped my mind. Yeah, UD's going to have his back all day long.
Right? I mean, he's not going to he's not gonna have to worry, Jimmy Butler. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next, and our Friday 5 o'clock song, which might be a little subdued because it's gotten – somewhat quieter here, although still a party in Los Angeles. I want to talk about Caneswear. We did a giveaway earlier in the show, but I love Caneswear. In fact, I'm wearing a t-shirt right now from Caneswear in Davie. Absolutely love that place. If you bleed orange and green just like I do, Caneswear in Davie is the place for you. More than a store, it's an experience. They have the largest selection of items from Adidas and other name brands, including all the team's sideline apparel and hundreds of different t-shirts, jerseys, polos, hoodies, and hats. They got them in all sizes, men, women, kids, babies, even pets. They're your tailgating headquarters. Hurricanes have the weekend off, but then you're going to have a bunch of home games in a row still. You got to get your tailgating stuff, tents, chairs, tables, flags, decals, your magnet license plate. They got sunglasses, tattoos. They will get you ready for game days. Caneswear is the only place to get brands like Adidas, Columbia, Starter, Dime Life, Hook and Tackle, and CW exclusives all under one roof. They really do have an amazing selection. So if you want Hurricanes merchandise, like the t-shirt I'm wearing right now, I tweeted out a picture of me in it along with Jimmy Lennon Jr. Earlier. They've got you covered over there. And if you're a Dolphins fan, no need to feel left out because they've got a huge selection of Dolphins items for men, women, and kids. Just get on over to Caneswear. They're at 2511 South University Drive in Davie, and they're always open on their website, caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot where Miami fans shop. We are getting ready for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Brewery Happy Hour. It is next on Hockman and Crowder.